Southeast Asian, very like the what's called the equator hemisphere with all the forest noise, and also the lyrics about birds and clouds. I thought that's very, it's very affiliated to like the Nusantara.
That's awesome. Culture. Yeah, totally. I've heard that song too, Cannot Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I think it's a good song too, because you don't need to be like, the song doesn't need to be Indonesian or Malay for it to hit home, you know? And yeah, I'm really excited for them to hear this. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, likewise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so now here is that song that he recommended, Cannot Chase by Labi Sifra.
Sitting in the back seat of my car, with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Just for me, just for me.
Yeah.
And that was Canuck Chase by Labi Sifrar. I will now be continuing with the last interview of the artists involved in Copy Jam, a Nusa House art show at VS Creative Lab Studio, running from February 20th till February 28th. This interview is with Abi, an Indonesian illustrator and graphic designer.
So I just wanted to start off with you giving us a little introduction.
I'm Abi. I go by the Isha pronouns. I'm a communication designer, illustrator, and writer from Jakarta, Indonesia.
That's awesome. So I'm curious, what motivated you to join this show?
I heard about it from Nusa House maybe like a couple weeks ago, and I feel like it's one of the few places where like Southeast Asian voices are seen. And I think that's just really rare to find in Canada. So I really wanted to try out exhibiting, especially this is my first public exhibition too. So that's really exciting.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. So what got you into making art in the first place?
I've always done art. My basic discipline is drawing and illustration. And then I started designing around 10th grade. It's just been kind of like, I feel like it's just been in my blood, although my parents and family aren't necessarily like artists, but it's been with me my whole life, and I can't really put a name on like why exactly I started. It's just been my lifelong friend, I think.
I love that. It seems like your art can be a part of you too, right?
Yeah.
You kind of know from the beginning that you're an artist. I would love for you to describe your pieces and kind of your inspiration behind them.
Yeah. So I have an installation piece. It's a collaboration with a participating writer, Leticia. It's called Dinamakan, which is Indonesian for to be given a name. And it's an installation piece and written piece about the meanings of our names and the histories that is attached to it and the expectations that we have that were given to us from our parents. It's kind of like a very reflective piece, very, I wouldn't say somber, but just, yeah, I think it's a very emotional one and something that both of us really connect to. The other one is a book that I made, I think, 2 years ago called Rantau Menjaring, or To Wander, To Catch. And it's specifically about my heritage being Batak and Jawa and how I reconcile with those two different cultures.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. I love that. Must be nice to collaborate with like a friend as well.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Is it cool to have a piece from 2 years ago be like revived for this show too?
Kinda, yeah. I think I really want to see if people connect with it as well, because I feel like it's a very specific experience of growing up in Indonesia, but also like really wanting to connect with these two different heritages and all of those like conflicting things that happened. But it's something that I want other people to see, and I'm kind of curious how other Southeast Asians especially connect with that kind of work.
Totally. I feel like a lot of Southeast Asians have that kind of like melding of cultures, right?
Yeah.
And so it comes with like some tension trying to figure it out. I'm really excited to read it. I wanted to also ask, like, what does Nusa House mean to you, the concept in itself? Mm-hmm.
I think it's, at least to me, feels very, it's one of those things where it's a community that you yearn to have. I think especially being so far away from home, so far away from, like, to me, like, I've lived in Indonesia for, like, such a long time, and Vancouver is basically the first time that I lived in other than Indonesia. Mm-hmm. It could feel very lonely, even if there's like Indonesian communities or like other communities that are already established. As a young person and as a queer person especially, it can be very, very lonely. So having like a safe space to express all of that and to connect with like the Asian, not ASEAN, like,
yeah,
especially
the diaspora.
Yeah, that like specific diaspora is really, really nice. Especially like the young ones too.
Totally.
Like you really connect with me a little bit more than you would expect.
Yeah, it's a feeling that I really resonate with as well. I think a lot of the people who are creating art here and also coming to watch the art and see and see it will have that same feeling too. Mm-hmm. I guess that's why like this will be on for like a week and a bit. So it's kind of like a third space in itself, right?
Yeah.
So like how having this like third space for like a week and a place for people to like come bring you closer to home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like when you're thinking about your art, do you have a certain person or like a community that you are making art for, or is it mostly for yourself?
I think probably it's mostly for myself, but also I think all of my work, whether I like it or not, is is really pushed, I think it's really trying to connect the Indonesian queer community specifically.
Totally.
I feel like it just comes out naturally that I always talk about like the very nuanced ways of living as a queer person in Indonesia and the very nuanced ways like those cultural heritages, especially since my parents are still very traditional, like how those tie in into like the way of being. And I make it based off of my story most of the time, but I've been trying to like open it up a little bit more to other people's stories. So I really want to look more into like the diaspora experience especially, and or like the international kid experience of living in those kind of different worlds.
Feel like it's Vancouver is known to be this like multicultural like melting pot, and so it's pretty cool because that experience isn't just something that like the Southeast Asian diaspora or like Nusantara diaspora deal with, but a lot of the different cultures that come here.
It's really everywhere, and I think in Vancouver it's a cool, interesting place to look into it, especially.
Yeah, especially with the queer community here.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like getting its revival recently too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have that mesh of cultures and also identities. And thank you so much for this interview. I think my last question will be, is there a favorite song that you have that reminds you of home, or something that you like to listen to? We'll play it after this and for our listeners to hear.
That's a really hard question, I'm not going to lie, because it always changes every single time. But I think right now I'm a basic bitch. I like Sal Bradby, Malang Swantai Sayang. It's his newest single. And it's not even from my hometown, but like it's just a funny, goofy song.
Okay, yeah. Wait, can you repeat the name and the artist name and the title name?
Malang Swantai Sayang Sal Priadi.
And what does that mean for the listeners?
Malang Swantai Sayang is, like, the literal meaning is worrisome, but chill, but love. Like, it's a weird way of saying, like, don't worry about it, my love, or something.
Oh, yeah.
But Malang is also a specific city in Java, like the island of Java, and I think if I'm not wrong. And it's Sal Priadi's love letter to his hometown.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, well, we'll have that playing right now. Thank you so much for this interview.
Satu tempat yang benar-benar swantai sayang, pemandangannya tinggal sebut saja, mau pantai ada, gunung-gunung juga, bahkan yang lengkap ada air terjunnya. Dan tempat swantai ini cerita yang lucu, yang lugu-lugu, yang senang-senang, ugal-ugalan.
And that was Malang Suantai Sayang by Sal Priyadi. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this broadcast. As I said previously, this is a broadcast that did interviews with artists and creatives from Nusa House, which is presenting Copy Jam, a week-long art exhibition at VS Creative Lab, which is 1884 Main Street in Vancouver. The art show will be running from February 20th till February 28th, and the information for this show will be found on their Instagram, which is nusahaus.ca, nusahaus.ca. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening to this broadcast. My name is Zarina Zaidi, and this is CJSF Radio.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.